Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the often unprogrammed Sibelius, the dulcet sounds of Emma Kirkby, some Mendelssohn, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some Vivaldi, a selection very familiar to pretty well everybody out there, but I believe this is a requisite to celebrate the season, and I am speaking of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Composed back in 1723, still resonates today. It is one of Vivaldi's best-known works, and among the most popular pieces of Baroque music. Now, each season represents different seasons, of course. Today, fitting for our season, we're going to be hearing an interpretation of spring. Just imagine the cherry blossoms blooming, and the world reawakening for another summer. The performer is Nigel Kennedy, and he comes from a long lineage of top-notch musicians. His parents, although never married, definitely passed on some musical genes. He was a child prodigy and studied at the Yehudi Menuhin School of Music and, of course, Juilliard. Can't beat those two. He made his debut at Carnegie Hall at the age of, get this, 16. The recording that we're going to hear is with the members of the English Chamber Orchestra. This was recorded back in 1989, and, you know, back then it sold over 2 million copies. That was a lot back then, and earned a place as one of the best classical works ever. It still tops the UK charts, and at some point it actually sold an equivalent of one copy every 30 seconds, and did wonders for opening the doors to classical music to the masses. Now, from that recording, here's Nigel Kennedy. He's joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra. This is Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Thank you.
Thank you.
an award-winning performance. Nigel Kennedy joined by the English Chamber Orchestra, and that was appropriately spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Let's move on to celebrate Sibelius on the 150th anniversary. Now, he was an original voice, very much in tune with the natural world and its changing moods and atmospheres. His father was a doctor who passed while he was quite young, but his mother took her children to live with her mother in a very music-supporting environment. Now, this resulted in an incredibly talented family. Sibelius later studied in Helsinki and Vienna, but, you know, as no one is perfect, he did have some debt problems, a little bit of drinking problems, and spending issues for, let's say 4 decades. But he expressed his talents and emotions in his composition. And the rest is history. He follows in the tradition of identifying with his homeland and struggling for the independence and identity when Finland was still ruled by Tsarist Russia. A little apropos today. So in this regard, this is Finlandia, a performance by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. A testament to nations lost and won. That was the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and a very moving performance of Sibelius's Finlandia. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And, you know, the season is upon us. Or for some of you, wedding time is on its way. So preparations for those who are, you know, in the game. I've programmed a little different kind of music, some madrigals and wedding songs. They date back quite a bit in time, but you know what? They might give you that edge. Here is the Consort of Music with Emma Kirkby.
Beauties of the world, which truly satisfy men's eyes. For with your number that you light, your common people of the skies, what are you? What are you? What are you?
What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are you? What are
the ethereal voice of Emma Kirkby, joined by the members of the Concerto Musica. And you heard You Meaner Beauties of the Night and The Marigold Mark How the Blushful Morn. And those both come from a disc, believe it or not, it's a wedding album. It's called Madrigals and Wedding Songs for Diana. And today, I'm going to give a tribute to all of the parents who have sat through many a recital, hoping and praying that their child will actually get through it okay. I can only think of my parents when having won a youth division competition and performing a concerto with an orchestra, the day finally arrived. Maybe it was the silencing of my not practicing or my not best reed-making skills, but the day did arrive and I survived. Today, this work actually remains one of my favorite pieces, and it was special performance, and I know my parents loved and supported it, and doesn't matter what it really sounded like. So, I'm saying give your kids some music lessons. It all works out. But I won't put you through my performance. This is a professional at work. Joseph Kiss, joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra, and Marcello's Oboe Concerto.
Thank you.
such yearning and a little bit of a touch of bravado in that performance. Well, quite a lot. That was Joseph Kiss, joined by the members of the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra and one of my faves, Marcello's Oboe Concerto. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to celebrate the sea, its ebb and flow and winds and waves. And Mendelssohn himself was so inspired by his nautical experience at the age of 20, back in the age of 1829, when he took a voyage far north to Fingal's Cave on Staffa, in the island on Hebrides, just located off the west coast of Scotland. Now, of this trip, he sent a postcard to his family with the opening phrase of the overture written on it. And in a note to his sister Fanny, he said, "In order to make you understand how extraordinarily the Hebrides affected me, I will send you the following, which came to my head there." And thus a great composition was made. So let's hear what was in his head and experience the sea. Here is the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson directing, and the Hebrides Overture from Fingal's Cave.
Thank you.
Can't you just hear the power of the sea in motion? A lovely performance by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson directing. And that was the overture to Fingal's Cave. And that comes from a lovely Chandos CD called Seascapes. Thanks for listening. You've been joining me, Marguerite, here on Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. Till next time.